USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New reports claim that actor Jussie Smollett and the two brothers who allegedly helped him stage a bogus hate crime on himself were paid with a $3,500 check, not for the attack, but for personal training the two brothers had agreed to provide the actor. TMZ broke the story. An entertainment blogger and podcaster Marilyn Gale says,
"Our sources say Ola and Abel told the grand jury they were paid for a 5-week program and not for the attack. Ola and Abel felt the amount was a little high, but no one ever specifically said anything about money being part of the scheme."
Tensions turn deadly at Venezuela's border as trucks full of humanitarian aid are prevented from entering the nation by forces loyal to President Nicolas Maduro. Two trucks were set on fire yesterday, and at least 5 protesters were shot and killed. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you. The all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
I believe that it is time to restore opportunity for all people in America.
That's one of several Democrats already running for the White House in 2020. Kamala Harris at an Iowa fundraiser yesterday.
I believe it is time to restore truth and justice. How about that? In America?
Meanwhile, in New Hampshire, fellow Senate Democrat Elizabeth Warren told supporters what the priority of her 2020 run is.
It's attack corruption head on. Because if we break the back of money influence in Washington, then the rest of the pieces become much more doable.
And back to Iowa, where Democratic hopeful Julian Castro was talking to his supporters about health care yesterday.
I want to make sure that we strengthen Medicare, not weaken it, for everybody that's on it, and also that we have Medicare for all in this country so that no matter who you are, you can get good health care.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Pope Francis says that sexual abuse of minors at the hands of priests is a crime, and it should be erased from the face of the earth. The pontiff making the comment today at the close of a historic Vatican conference on the problem of sex abuse in the Catholic Church. Francis said the church would strengthen its guidelines on how to prevent abuse and punish those responsible, promising the Catholic Church will spare no effort to bring abusers to justice and will no longer cover up such crimes. The Trump administration's moving to deny hundreds of millions of dollars in government funding to Planned Parenthood. USA Radio's Wendy King explains.
The Trump administration says it will prohibit taxpayer-funded family planning clinics from advising women about abortions. The move that HHS said was necessary for transparency and the legal use of tax dollars is being applauded by social conservatives. But Planned Parenthood says it believes the administration is targeting them, stripping $60 million from all of its medical services. Other critics say it amounts to a gag rule that interferes with the patient-physician relationship. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the 2019 Oscars will be handed out in Hollywood tonight without a host for the show. There will only be presenters. The 91st Academy Awards will air live on ABC starting at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.